on the beautiful blue Missouri. Oh, the beautiful blue Kaw, the Kansas River. Oh, all right. It was written for the beautiful blue Danube River. Johann Strauss Jr.'s waltzes with the Vienna Symphony Orchestra this morning, starting off our Friday morning of classical music here on KPR. It's about 15 minutes now into the 9 o'clock hour, about 64 degrees in Lawrence. Let's go from Johann Strauss Jr. to Johann Sebastian Bach. Here's Musica Pacifica playing the Trio Sonata No. 6 in G by J.S. Bach, now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That's Musica Pacifica on Kansas Public Radio, playing Trio Sonata No. 6 by J.S. Bach. We'll go from Bach to Vivaldi next on KPR. And then a short English anthem using some encouraging words from Revelations. And I saw a new heaven. And also a Barnes for band that's not Jim Barnes. John Barnes chants, incantation, and dance. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you for some great classics on a Friday morning here on KPR. And support for the music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session, Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m., Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here's Vivaldi now on KPR. There's a Vivaldi Violin Concerto, No. 11 in D major from Opus 8, with E. Musici. Next, a short English choral song by Edgar Bainton. And then some band music with Frederick Fennell conducting. All kinds of great music coming your way this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Cellos will be strong this, I guess, Saturday afternoon, October 12th. That's tomorrow. Noon at South Park. There'll be kind of a classical music celebration there. Sponsored by MAPA and the KU School of Music and the Inspiring Strings Project at Free State High School in Lawrence. Four cellists from the Kansas City Symphony will play Susie Yang, Larry Fagg, Meredith McCook, and Alan Probus. That's classics in South Park, a place where children can play. Well, it's kind of like the, you know, the band concerts in the summer. You can run around and listen to some great classics played by those four cellists. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, as part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 25th. Please join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales, jokes, and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. Come be part of the fun, be in the radio audience, or just listen at home. It'll be Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Get the details at kansaspublicradio.org. With Kevin Clark directing the choir of the Episcopalian Church of the Incarnation in Dallas. That was by Edgar Bainton, an English anthem called And I Saw a New Heaven. How would you like to hear that done live in the Bales Organ Recital Hall, Election Eve? There's a new choral group in town made up not of music majors at KU, but of faculty and staff at KU, with a few music majors sprinkled in. It's called the Bales Choral Society, and they make their debut the night before the election. It'll be a Monday night. It's free, but tickets are required because Bales isn't that huge of a space, and there's a limit as to how many people can be there. So you could probably arrange it through the number at the Lead Center box office, which is 864-3436. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, some band music by a Barnes, John Barnes Chance. There's more choral music Sunday. Last night, the Kansas City Chorale had their Eternal Light program at the Nelson. But this Sunday at 2 o'clock, they presented at St. Elizabeth, which is in the Waldo neighborhood. It's right there at 75th and Main. Eternal Light will blend the sacred works of Anton Bruckner with the contemporary music of Will Todd. Bruckner's profound motets will lead us through a journey balancing the evening with modern resonance. Will Todd's Softly and Encircled offer lush harmonies and emotional warmth. So, that concert, an illumination of the human spirit, eternal light. You're invited to hear the Kansas City Chorale this Sunday, October 2nd at St. Elizabeth's. kcchorale.org for more information. Next on KPR, Incantation and Dance by John Barnes Chance. Incantation and Dance by John Barnes Chance, with Frederick Fennell in the Philharmonia Avent here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the Lawrence Public Library, welcoming Pulitzer Prize winner Louise Erdrich, discussing her new book, The Mighty Red. It's tomorrow evening at Haskell Indian Nations University. More at lplks.org. We'll hear the Mozart Marriage of Figaro Overture after the news, also some Schubert chamber music before we hear Chopin and Arcangelo Corelli all ahead here on KPR.
Hi, KPR friends. It's Destiny from Evening Classical inviting you to the closer for Live Day. You can meet me and my friends. I am actually playing the violin Spooky Sounds for you. October 25th, Friday, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Hope you can make it. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's 10 o'clock. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. About 70 degrees already in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Live from NPN is expected to focus on immigration. The city's mayor and police chief have refuted claims by Trump and others about Venezuelan gang activity in the Denver suburb. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. Good morning. This is KPR. That's Mozart on Kansas Public Radio, his overture to The Marriage of Figaro, Leonard Bernstein, and the New York Philharmonic. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, glad we're listening to Tunes Together. This hour we have Corelli and Chopin yet to come, and next we'll hear the Grumio Trio and some Schubert. Support for the classical music this morning on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas. Committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day. It's tomorrow at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. Here's Franz Schubert's string trio in B flat now on KPR. The string trio in B flat by Franz Schubert, played by the Grumio Trio. Next, we'll hear the Kansas City group Cello Rondo on KPR. And then a great Chopin piano piece played by Maria João Pérez. Composer's Recital 3, Journey, is coming up this Sunday, and you're invited, 2:30 p.m. at the Nativity of Mary Parish in Independence, Missouri, featuring composers Barbara E. Garrett, Tim Hazlett, Lizzie Lee, and Jerry Snow, with a number of musicians from the area and beyond. That's Composer's Recital 3, A Journey, a free concert of classical music, 2:30 p.m. at the Nativity of Mary in Independence. Next on KPR, courtesy of Cello Rondo, we have a lot of their shorter pieces, but here they've taken on their very own arrangement of Corelli, Concerto Grosso No. 8, here on KPR. That was Cello Rondo in their own version of the Concerto Grosso No. 8 by Arcangelo Corelli. And four cellos, including members of Cello Rondo, will be featured tomorrow in South Park in Lawrence. It's a free, kind of a family, children welcome, classical extravaganza. It's Classics in South Park. It's sponsored by MAPA. The four cellists are from the Kansas City Symphony, Susie Yang, Larry Figg, Meredith McCook, and Alan Probus. Be in South Park starting at noon tomorrow for all kinds of classical music, but anchored by the four cellists. Sponsored by MAPA, the KU School of Music, and Free State High School's The Inspiring Strings Project. Next on Kansas Public Radio, we have Frédéric Chopin's Fantasy in F Minor. Support for this morning's classical music comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast. It's Friday, October 11th. It's this evening at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. And from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Fantasy in F Minor by Chopin now on KPR. with pianist Maria João Perez, the Fantasy in F Minor by Frédéric Chopin here on Kansas Public Radio. Listen for The Lost Boys. We have live musicians to sing for us, not strictly classical, but try singing those barbershop harmonies sometime. You have to know a lot about music to sing those tight harmonies. There's a barbershop music festival going on at the Lead Center, and we'll hear from them after the news.
Hurricane Milton has caused damage and destruction. Recovery on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Here are those stories about that, starting at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on KPR. It's 11 o'clock. Right after the news, listen for Figaro from Barber of Seville, and then some barber shop music. Also, The Lost Boys Ballet by John Williams, and music by Aaron Copland that he wrote for Thornton Wilder's poem, Our Town. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day. It's tomorrow at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. And from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges. News coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org. This is KPR, kansaspublicradio.org, from KU.
Line had multiple families living in the strikes there. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
Israel has been intensifying its attacks on the Lebanese capital and what it says are Hezbollah targets. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
John Williams' music that he wrote for Hook, the Peter Pan story. That was The Lost Boys Ballet with John Williams and the Boston Pops. And The Lost Boys, they'll be competing at the Lead Center, a big convention in town for barbershop singers. It used to be SPEBSQA, the Society for the Preservation of Barbershop Singing, but now it goes by different names as they change the rules, and it's not just men anymore. So it's just, this is the Central States District of the Barbershop Singing Association. Next on KPR, let's hear some music by Aaron Copland, some tunes that he wrote for the play Our Town here on KPR. Music Aaron Copland wrote for the theater, and it was used in the film version of Thornton Wilder's play, Our Town. That was Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And the KC Public Theater, they have Theater Lab. It'll be tomorrow, Whisper Music by Lindsay Adams Kennedy, with live music by Jonathan Schrock, and it's directed by Vanessa Davis. It's free. It's at the Oak Street Studio in the East Crossroads. That's 1519 Oak. Free admission at the door. And it's a new play. Its synopsis is a ranger searching for a lost girl gets more than she bargained for while interviewing an old woman who lives by herself and makes instruments. A tale of music and mayhem. Whisper Music will keep you on the edge of your seat. For more information, KC Public Theater. Next on KPR, let's go from Aaron Copland to George Frederick Handel. Here's the second organ concerto now with Marie-Claire Alain at the organ, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
playing with the Jean-François Paillard Chamber Orchestra, Marie-Claire Alain, organist in Handel's Second Organ Concerto, this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for the classical music here comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day tomorrow at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. And from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. Coming up in the noon hour, music of a teacher to many, a classical giant, a Salieri concerto for piano, plus a whirlwind of winds with Khachaturian's Armenian dances. Classical music with Jeff Watson's always great from noon to three, right here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, let's hear a concerto for trumpet and oboe d'amore that's attributed to Carl Friedrich Christian Foch. Here's the Philharmonia Orchestra on KPR. Christopher Warren Green and the Philharmonia Orchestra in that concerto for trumpet and oboe d'amore and strings by Carl Friedrich Christian Foch. Support for classical music this morning comes from Kansas City PBS presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. It's Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. This is KPR. The music of Clementi, a sonatina from Opus 36 on KPR.
Hello, friends. Yeah. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
You can go or listen through the radio. That's Live Day coming up Friday, October 25th. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson's in next after noon news and Stardate with some great music. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the fifth annual Zoo Lights beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore Wednesday evening. It's a play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/MTC. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Live.